Unit 5. People. Reading 1. Richard Reynolds. Richard Reynolds is the top gorilla gardener in London, England. His mission is to transform city wastelands into beautiful green spaces. Mostly without permission, Reynolds plants flowers and trees for urban wildlife and humans to enjoy. He also runs a website for gorilla gardeners around the world. Here is an interview with him.
Why is it called gorilla gardening?
It means gardening on someone else's land, or on public land without permission. For me, it's gardening without limits. I never ask the owners. I just go for it. But when the owners see the results of your planting, they begin to trust you.
How did gorilla gardening start?
It started in New York back in the 1970s. A group of people turned a piece of wasteland into a beautiful garden, and it's still there today.
What qualities does a gorilla gardener need?
Firstly, you must have imagination. When you look at wasteland, you need to be able to imagine the green possibilities. Secondly, you need courage. You work on land without permission, so you mustn't be scared of getting in trouble. Thirdly, you need to work hard. You must look after your flowers and water them or they will die.
Do you think gorilla gardening is getting more common?
Yes, definitely. These days, people in cities all around the world are trying it. And my website is helping them meet online and share stories. I hope it becomes even more popular in the future. Reading 2. Henry Dunant. Did you know that May 8th is not only Parents' Day? It is also World Red Cross Day. This yearly celebration falls on the birthday of Henry Dunant, the founder of the Red Cross. He started the organization to save people's lives and improve their health. Henry Dunant was born in Switzerland on May 8, 1828. When he was 31, Dunant took a business trip to the small Italian town Solferino. There he saw something terrible. The bloody Battle of Solferino had just taken place, and thousands of men lay dead or bleeding on the battlefield. Dunant was shocked and upset that nobody was helping the injured men. Using his own money, he quickly went out to buy supplies such as food and bandages. Then he organized local people to come and care for the soldiers. The local people were surprised when he told them to help not only the Italian, but also the Austrian soldiers. But they followed his instructions, and many lives were saved. Afterwards, Dunant couldn't forget the battlefield of Solferino. He decided to help more injured people, no matter where they came from. In 1863, with the help of just four friends, he started the Red Cross. Today, it is an international organization that helps people all over the world. Many years later, in 1901, Dunant was awarded the first ever Nobel Peace Prize for his wonderful work. Although he died in 1910, Dunant is still remembered today.